Happy New Year, everybody. We're still in January, which is the first month of the year, year 2022, and this is the 25th day of the year of 2022. I need to give a shout out to my great-grandson, Zeddy. Happy birthday. He was born today. Praise God. He is a beautiful, beautiful baby. Happy birthday, Zeddy. Okay, you're listening to Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You have the opportunity to download a free app called TuneIn. You can get these in your Play Store, TuneIn, and you can download this app on any electronic device. And once you do, please search WWGH or call in to the show. Live broadcast, you will be on the air live, except for today. I do have a call-in guest. But, you know, anytime you want to be a part of the conversation or would like to make comments, you can jot this number down for future reference, 740-383-9944. Let me share with you, those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. And that starts with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logosChristianMinistries.com. Their ongoing announcement, Free Produce, will take place April the 16th, 2022, at the above mentioned address, 582 Lee Street. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone there, 740-262-0939. Chappies, Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone there is 740-382-8552. Okay, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. It's titled Resilience. Resilience is your personal power, your inner strength that allows you to rise above difficult circumstances and bounce back stronger than before the challenge. With such vitality, nothing can bring you down to destabilize you. We're supposed to have that bounce back spirit, that bounce back. You know, even though you may fall, you know, the Lord will not just let you literally stay there. He will come by and help you up with His righteous and hold you up with His righteous right hand. Okay, so resilience. I'm going to look that up really quick for you. If I can get it up, we'll see. Resilience, meaning. We'll see what we can get. No data connection. Okay, I'm out of data on my phone. But that bounce back spirit. And how many of us have that bounce back spirit? Okay, you may be down. Well, like it says in the Bible, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That means that you're not always down, and if you are, sometimes it doesn't last that long. But what kind of people would we be if we never had any challenges in our life, and that everything always worked out for us, and everything always went smooth, and we never had a hitch here or there, and everything just worked out perfect? What type of a person would we be? Spoiled brats, which some of us are right now, and everything does not work out for us, but so many things have. We're so used to it, we expect it, and there's nothing wrong with having great expectations of things to come. So, I like having great expectations, and I like to see people having great expectations also. Okay, that was the thought for today. My guest today will be Minister Annette Johnson. Many of you may know her. She's also a minister and a songstress, and an author. Yes, she's written a book. Signed Me, SIGNED, Signed Me. Minister Annette has been through so much. Last year in 2021, she had her number four, number fifth, and number six heart attack. That last one, it just really took a lot out of her. We didn't think she was going to make it, but God pulled her through. It wasn't a piece of cake, and she didn't bounce back like she did from the other heart attacks. But Minister Annette has resilient. She is one resilient person. And you know what? This thought for today is perfect for my guest, because she has great resilience, and she has a story about her life. How many people do you know that have had six heart attacks and still standing on their feet today? She is the only one that I know of. I met Minister Annette possibly 10 years ago, 12, somewhere around there, and we remain friends to this day. And I really respect her. I really honor her. She's a woman of God. She's a prayer warrior. She's really a songbird. She can sing. So she will be calling in today, and she will be talking about suicide. She has experienced that through a loved one and knows some friends who have experienced that. It seems like that is on the rise in our nation because of COVID and just the conditions of the world. And we don't know what drives this, or how to really understand it. So she's gonna really put a plea out there for people to try to understand and do the things that you may possibly need to do to help you understand. And maybe we can save a life. Even children are taking their lives because they're being bullied at school, 9, 10, 11 years old. Can you even imagine that? Being bullied to the point where they don't even want to live. And then we think, oh, what is the school doing? I have no clue what they are doing against a bully, especially when a bully has been exposed to the principal, to the teacher, or even to their own parents. You would not, even though your child may be a bully and you know they are a bully, you do not want a real bully to come by and bully your child. Because there are bullies for the bullies. I was always told there's always somebody bigger than you, smarter than you, stronger than you, know more than you. So we're not at the top of the game. We don't know it all. We're not the strongest, physically or mentally. And I just think that these are some things that we really, as people, need to look at and consider. Suicide is, death is already bad enough by itself, because we really came here to live a life and die. Some of us come here and die, so don't even get a chance to live a life. So, like I was saying, death is bad enough as it is. So, Minister Annette will be talking to us about suicide. I did look up some statistics, and Brad DeCamp will be my guest here in a couple of weeks. He's from the Adam H. Board, the drug and rehab affiliation. And last he was here, he was talking about how suicide was on the rise as far as drug abuse too. Nothing is really changing as far as slowing down, or we all need to pray that it does slow down, that things do take a turn for the better. Yes, as I was talking yesterday about what was that subject I talked about yesterday? Oh, the law of karma, you know, and I was saying, put that good karma out there, you know, focus on good karma, tell people good things that will help build them up and help make them feel good about themselves and the where their life is right now, and that it could be better, you know, and that they can have help making their lives better. We have to let people know you're not alone. We're with you. We're praying for you. You know, we want the best for you. We're not just saying it just to be saying it, but like I was saying yesterday, we need to be more empathetic towards people and kind. Kind is, someone says that, you know, I don't have anything to eat. Kind is not saying, well, I'll pray for you. That's being nice, but kind would be, here, here's a few dollars, or I take you by the store, pick you up something to eat, or here, I'll go cook some dinner, and I'll package it up in to-go containers and let you have that, you know, and a little bit of change that you can get some more food. So that's being kind to people, and we do need to be kind. So all that goes along with resilient, having that bounce back spirit, you know, not being satisfied with just sitting down doing nothing, but have the enthusiasm to get up and be a part of life, and not only just be a part of life, but what's the word I'm looking for? Join in on life, be a part of life, join in. Looks like my call is coming through now. Hello?
Hello?
Minister Annette?
Yes, uh-huh.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. So glad to hear from you today. I was just talking about
you.
I said I was so glad to hear from you today. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, it was. I have a new great-grandson.
I know. I'm so excited.
He's beautiful.
I think I'm more excited. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I was just talking.
I can hardly hear you.
You sure? You still can hardly hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to talk straight in the mic. I can't turn my head. Okay. I was talking about your resilience and how resilient you were and how you suffered some things last year. But
it's cutting in and out. I can't hear you, hon.
And you had that bounce back spirit.
It's cutting in and out, and I can't hear you.
I am so sorry about that. What about now? Is that better? That better?
I can hear you a little bit.
Just a little?
Nope, it's cutting in and out.
It still is?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to try to call me back and see if that
I'll call you
be
back
better?
And try it again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Why is that? Phone. Oh. Hopefully she can hear me this time. Hello, Minister Annette.
Yes, uh-huh.
Is it better?
I seem to be better at this moment.
Well, praise God. Let's hope it stays there.
Yes, let's hope it stays there.
Yes, absolutely.
There's always something going on.
It sure is. It sure is.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to pray for my daughter.
You what?
Ask you to pray for my daughter.
Okay.
Because of COVID, the other parent was allowed to get in to see the grandbaby, but she hasn't been able to get in. And
I am not able to hear you. This is not going to work.
Oh my.
I can't hardly hear you.
I wonder what that is.
I don't
all my
know
things
either.
Are down.
It's cutting in and out.
What about now? Any better?
It's better. Yeah, it's better right now. I can hear you. So you said your daughter, does she have COVID?
No. She wants to be able to see her grandson. This is her first grandson.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, made a way for her to be able to see the grandson, but it has to be like a swap for somebody else. And I don't know.
I know. I think it's so hard. You know, it's her grandchild. You know, that would be so hard.
It is
but
so hard.
I will pray. I will be praying for her that she gets to see it.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Soon.
Yes, like today. She took off two days of work.
Yeah.
You can't see her.
Hopefully they will let the rules go down a little bit and let her come in.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you. So,
you're still cutting in and out.
Better?
Better at the moment, but it cuts in and out.
Okay. Could you introduce yourself to the audience?
Okay, I can do that. My name's Annette Johnson. I'm a minister at Victory and Truth Church. I also am a volunteer chaplain at Marion General Hospital. And I've been in the ministry for about 30 years now. I have two children and three grandchildren and lots of godchildren. And hopefully soon to be great-grandchild by not by blood, but by heart.
Right. Good.
Yes. It's wonderful. I'm so excited and everything. So God has been faithful. I know today we're going to be talking about the suicide rate, and I have some things that I'll want to share with you.
Yes.
For anyone who's thinking about it or anyone who's gone through it. I want them to know that there's someone who understands.
Yes, absolutely.
And that there's someone they can lean on and they can hold on to, and they can ask questions. They're welcome to call me and ask questions. And so, but that's, kind of what I'm about, is just helping other people.
That's true. And a lot of people know you as that type of person.
Yeah.
Always praying for people and encouraging people.
I'm always trying to encourage people and tell them to hang in there and, put one foot in front of the other and you'll be fine. You know, when you're holding to God's hand, He doesn't let go. So He's going to lead you where you need to be.
Right. Absolutely. You are so right. So, like you said, we're talking about suicide today. Give us a personal testimony where you... we're really close to someone that committed suicide.
Yeah. Well, I first experienced it around 30 years ago is when I first experienced suicide. I was married at the time, and I had a stepson, and he was an alcoholic. And then he took drugs, but mainly it was the alcohol. And he would call me every night, seemed like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He would call me and, tell me he was going to commit suicide, or that, he was thinking about it. And I, of course, would, beg for his life, and I would, plead and, just really, beg for his life. And I tried everything, absolutely everything, to convince him that there was life beyond, that suicide wasn't the answer. That, we often think it's our only answer out of this world and out of the craziness of this world, but it's not the answer. And instead of it solving a problem, it creates a lot of problems. And people don't see that because they only see from the dark side of it that, it will solve all my problems. He thought that it would solve his problems. He thought that he was a burden on people and everything. And it was just so bad. Miss Linda, can you hang on? I'm having a hard time hearing. I'm going to call you back.
Yes, I wasn't talking. You were. Can you hear me? I wasn't talking.
Yeah,
you
well,
were.
I'm having a hard time hearing, and I need to call you back.
Okay, try it again.
Okay, try it again one more time.
Okay. Wow, I don't know what's wrong with that. She can't hear. I have all the buttons on, right? We'll try it again. Okay, Minister Annette, any difference?
Yes, I can hear you better, and that was wonderful. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just a lot of commotion on my side of it. It was like doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, it's okay, but that's fine. Let's get back to talking about, you know, the fact that my stepson, he would call me every night and literally be threatening me and threatening, saying he was going to do it. And one time I got him to go to church with me, and I thought, that's the answer. He's going to go to church with me. He's going to give his life to the Lord, and it'll be okay. Well, it came to him, the preaching, he held on to the pew in front of him with dear life. You could see his knuckles turning white. And I was walking out of the church that night, because he didn't go to the altar, and he was walking behind me, and he started laughing, and I was like, what? He goes, he almost got me. And I thought, well, God's not done yet. God will get, eventually you'll learn to trust God. And I thought that he would have more opportunities, but he didn't. That was his last opportunity when it came to going to church and just laying down the burdens of his heart and what was hurting him so bad. I tried many things. I tried to get him friends that didn't drink and didn't party. I would say, you trust me, I'll get you some friends, because he didn't want to lose his friends.
Right.
And it was really, you know, so hard, but I would beg for his life, literally beg for his life. And seemed no matter what I was doing, you know, no matter if he called 200 or 300 times, he was still calling the next day. You know, he just could not see a way out of life without doing it. And one day he called, and he's like trying to give me his dog. And I'm like, no, I don't want your dog. Nothing's going to happen. He's like, yeah, I really love my dog, and I want you to have it if something happens to me. I was like, oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, but yes, in case, you know, I will. But you'll be fine. You're not going nowhere. Well, eventually, I got done talking to him. He wanted to talk to his dad. And I was like, well, your dad's really busy right now, and he says he can't come to the phone. And he goes, well, okay, you just tell him I said bye. And I thought, okay, you know, me and his dad was going to get a bite to eat. I thought when we get back, I'll just call him and, you know, we'll talk again. Well, when I got back and I get into the house, the phone starts ringing, and I'm thinking, okay, so I answer it, and when I do, they told me that he put a gun to his heart and killed himself.
Wow.
And it really devastated me because I had spent years trying to convince him that God would forgive him of everything, and God did not hate him, and that God loved him, and that he was valuable, and that he was important, and that I loved him and others loved him. I tried so hard to convince him that, you know, he was worth more, you know, and that he didn't have to do it this way. But they always think that this is the solution to all their problems. But they don't understand. It might be the solution to your problem, but it will never be the solution to your family's problem.
Right.
That after Matt, see, I had just helped him get a job and got him new clothes for that job. And he was going to be a cook at Something Good's restaurant here in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited about his job and him trying, you know, to really, you know, get on top of things. But then here it was, he committed suicide. And I was having to pick out his clothes for the funeral. And I remember walking around in the store just being devastated that I was picking out his clothes. And so, you know, it was so hard, because what it leaves behind is a generation of full of questions,
mm-hmm.
full of uncertainties, of maybe children wondering why in the world they weren't good enough for their dad or mom
right.
not to do that. There's a whole lot of questions, whole lot of them, that it doesn't solve, you know, and it's just so sad. It's just so horrible. And so I want you to know that suicide is not the answer. There is other solutions.
Right.
You can call the National Suicide number, which is 1-800-273-TALK. That's the National Suicide number, 1-800-273-TALK.
Right.
And they will listen, and they will be there. You know, and then there's suicide hotline, there's care lines, you know, there's a helpline that if you need help, you know, reach out to somebody. And there's a helpline, phone number is 1-419-946-1350. There is so much help out there. Suicide is not the answer. It's not the answer. And I tell you from experience, I'm not only with my stepson, and I was also with my ex-husband 2 years ago. He killed himself. I was the first one in his apartment, and he didn't leave a suicide letter, which devastated. The whole fact of being suicidal devastated my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But then to not qualify to be even a note, anything explaining was beyond more than horrible. See, we know that if you trust in God, God has the answers that we don't have. And he's not a big, bad judge. He doesn't get up there and he doesn't judge you. And he doesn't, you know, blow the boom on you. He's not thinking you're a horrible person. He's not thinking, you know, well, you've done this and that and this and that. And no, he's not. He's not done that. He's not doing that. God loves you and he wants to heal the hurt that is causing you to want to commit suicide. We all, when people are making that decision of suicide, it's because they're hurting from something.
Right.
Maybe it's family separation. Maybe it's divorce. Maybe it's homelessness. But they're hurting from something. They're trying to get away from it.
They can't.
But see, God wants to heal you. He wants to help you. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to fill you with happiness and joy and peace. There's a lot of people that need peace in this life right now. So many people that just, they need peace in their soul, but they don't have it. But I'm telling you, God has it for you. You can also call me. My phone number is 740-382-0745. You can call me anytime, 740-382-0745. You can call me, you know, and we'll talk this out. We'll hang in. We'll pray together. We'll cry together. We'll talk about it. We'll figure out a way for you to go around it and do something else besides suicide. Suicide is not the answer.
No, it's not the answer. And I did want to encourage everyone that...
Do what now?
I wanted to encourage everyone that you have a song for us today.
Yes, I do. I have a song for you, and it's one that's one of my favorite songs. Oh, my goodness. This song says that God is more than enough. Oh, my goodness. There have been some times when I've been so discouraged and so down, and I didn't see a way out. I had no way out. That God came on the scene, and He helped me, and He told me that He was enough. That all I needed was to lay my heavy heart down with Him, and that He would help me with all the things that I didn't understand. And so this song is called More Than Enough, and I'm going to sing it for you. And let me get it right here on my little boom box here. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a beautiful song. I don't sing the best, but I sure do love to sing for God.
She's an excellent singer.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, You are more than enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, You're my healer. By Your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, You are with me, and You supply all my needs. Oh, more than enough. Yes, You're more than enough. You are more than enough for me.
Listen to the words of this.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, You are more enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, You're my healer. By Your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, You are with me. You supply all my needs. Oh, You're more You are more than enough for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. Jehovah Jireh, you're my healer. It's by your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Jireh, you are with me. You supply my every need. Oh, you're more than enough. You are 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 more than enough for me.
We thank you, Lord. We're holding you up.
Thank you so much, Annette, for that beautiful song. Beautiful.
Amen.
Song. I love
He's
that.
More
song.
Than enough.
Yes,
absolutely.
He is. More than enough. And if
so thankful that we can go to Him and we can lay it down and He can take our burdens away and He will give you the peace and the joy and the love that you need.
That is so true. I was looking at Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 8, 38 through 39. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come.
I can hardly hear you, hon.
Romans 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 38 and 39.
Yes.
I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which
God.
Is in Christ
Thank
Jesus,
the good Lord.
Our Lord.
Thank the good Lord. Yes, nothing can
nothing.
Separate us from the love of God. You have not done anything bad enough that requires God not to love you, because He loves you so much that He died on the cross. There is nothing He won't forgive for you. He loves you so much. So lay down the worries of your soul and of your life and start trusting God. If you need a friend, you call me, 740-382-0745, or you call the National Suicide number, and that's 1-800-273-TALK. It's amazing what people and other people can bring to your life. Don't give your life up. Its value is so much more. You are valued so much more. Don't let others tell you it's not. You are the most precious person to God. You are the apple of His eye. And He tells us that His eye is on the sparrow and that He's watching us in every moment. Don't listen to anybody else. But call the suicide hotline or pick it up and call me. I'm always here.
Absolutely. And like Annette is saying, God loves you. God is love, according to John 1:4-8. God is love.
He is love. And the Bible tells us, it says, you know, it says that, you know, God died for us For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that so we shall not perish but have life everlasting. God wants you to live. He wants you to live. He don't want you to die. He wants you to live. He wants you to live in happiness and peace and love and joy. He don't want bad things for you. You just got to give your heart. Say, I surrender, God. I surrender. I give it to you. And God will come into your heart. And then you start reaching out for friends. Good friends, not bad friends.
Right, good friends.
Good friends. Good friends. Good friends that don't do drugs, don't drink. Good friends. Find a church. Call me. Call the National Suicide Line. Do something, you know, but don't end your life. Don't end your life. I've been on the other end. And what it does to the family is horrible. And it lasts for generations. What it does to your children and your grandchildren and your mom and dad, it's not. No, you don't want them to suffer, because that's exactly what they'll do. They'll suffer the rest of their life, and you don't want that for them. So you hang in there and call me if you need to.
It's one of the most misunderstood things that a person can do. Everybody else can't understand it. It's just, we don't understand it. You know, it's so hard for people to cope with, like the family, because you don't understand it. You know, sometimes
you only see what's in front of you.
Right, that's true.
That it ends your sorrow, but you, just when you end your sorrow, you create so much sorrow for everyone else that loved you.
Well, Annette, thank you so much for calling in, Minister, and sharing with us about suicide and with your uplifting words.
Sorry we had trouble coming, you know, cutting in and out, but you know, that happens.
Yes, it does. Hopefully it's better. Now, I think sometimes I speak too lightly instead of stronger on this mic. So hopefully it's been better. And we are out of time.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something just